This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I have a question. If this is the Ikar, if this is what we're here for, so I have a question. So how come every morning we say, Al tivienu lo lidei, nu? Velo lidei? Well, maybe that's what you're here for. But that's what you're here for! I don't say, I got person in praise. Hashem, please give me that I shouldn't have the reason why I'm here. Imagine a person says to a doctor, please do me a favor. Please make sure that my heart doesn't work. I mean, honestly, you came to the doctor, the heart should work. You came here to this world, Lamod bin Isayon. So you damn ta kodesh baruch hu, al tiven lo dechet, v'lo li de'avera, v'lo li de'in Isayon. So many mefarshim say, the Gemara says, that a person should not ask for Nisyonis. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuzayin Amid Aleph, La'olam al yovi odom atzmai lidei nisayon. You shouldn't come and make yourself have a nisayon. I think there's a very big difference between davening that Hashem shouldn't give it to me and asking that Hashem should give me, right? I'm not. You're right. Does it say anywhere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Na telin fuah shlema. Na telin nisyonot. You're right. That I hear. We don't ask. But how can we daven? How can we pray the what? Not to give me nisayon. But that's the whole taklit abriyah, taklit achayim. So how can you say loli de nisayon? Oh, see, he knows one answer. That's the famous answer. It has to be the comma. You always have to pay attention to where the comma is. Loli de nisayon. The bizayon. The bizayon of not being omed bin nisayon. If you're omed bin nisayon, it's great. If you go in the streets of Manhattan and you're not omed bin nisayon, it's a bizayon, it's Hashem Yishmo. Hashem Yishmo, ech shadam nira kishu kemo goy balchov. The problem with this is, doesn't really fit into the words. It just said, Veloli de nisayon, upi zayon. Seems like it's two things. Veloli de nisayon, Veloli de bizayon. It seems like it's two things, right? So I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky gives a beautiful teretz. Beautiful teretz. Says Reb Chaim that there's two types of nisayonis. There's nisayonis which are out of the norm. Parshiot b'chaim, which are difficult situations which are not normal, that we ask Loli Nisayon. But on the daily basis of Nisayon testing me, if I'm mikayem Torah mitzvahs, zevadai chiyuvi, v'lachem banu leolam. Eizu tirutz yafeh, ashe shezachinu legod l'ador kazesh, eizu tirutz u natan. You hear the teretz? It's everything I spoke to you about. To come and say, I learned Torah, and it's easy. So what do you have? Go stay in your mother. You know what? Go back to your mother's stomach for that. Takzor lo lama ba b'shvil ze. Shgam shama lomdim Torah. Po olam shel hafra'a. It's shel mafriya. It's testing. It's challenging. Remember the words I teach you. Challenge. A challenge of every day keeping Torah mitzvahs. We ask Hashem, don't give us something which we can't. It's out of the normal, everyday difficulties and challenges for limud haTorah, for kiyum haMitzvot, for tarat ha'inayim, shmirat ha'inayim. That's life. That's what we're here for. We're here for that. We're here for that. So we can't ask for that. This, Rabotai, I believe, is the lessons. Parnasa is normal nisyonot. All the nisyonot that Avram Avinu went through, then life, life, chayim. I know you all like a nice Kabbalistic word. What's the root, the shoresh of the word chayim? Maybe it's chai, or maybe it's the two yuds in the middle. Maybe it's the Hashem that's in the chayim. Life, if it's with Hashem in it, that's life. Person thinks, chayim. You ever see a guy that does nothing all day? You know what you ask him? What's that chayim? He's making a laugh. What's that chayim? What's that chayim? What's that? You know what happens to that chayim? Not very happy about it. It doesn't bring very much happiness. Harotzeh lachyot. Yamit atzmo. The Gemara says in Masechet Tostamim. You know, one of the most difficult things is to be able to live every day, to be inspired, bitorut, bitlavut, and not be miyuyash, not to be negative. These are big nisyonot. People think nisyonot, they have big diseases. You don't need big diseases for nisyonot. Nisyonot is daily nisyonot. Daily, daily, daily. I woke up, I'm not in the mood. I meet this guy, he's mean to me. I go to this wedding, they speak Lashon Hara. That's a nisayon. Those are very big nisyonot, and that's what we mean by the chayim is nisayon. Rav Hutner Zeichet Tzadik Levracha once said something very inspiring. He says, all the books of the Gedolei Yisrael that they write, he does not like. He doesn't like them. Why? So some always say, because the stories are exaggerated. He didn't say that. He said something very unique. He said, the storybooks show you how the Tzadik at the end of his life had this attribute and had that attribute. But little do they show you growing up, the nisyonot, the difficulties that they had to achieve those things. He said, does the books write about the Chafetz Chaim that when he was 20 years old, he went to a wedding of a friend, he sat at a table, and everyone was speaking Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim, because he was pure, said, you know what, I don't want to hear that. And he turned around, and he didn't want to listen. And what did the other people at the table do? Look at him. Hey, Frumi, he's this, right? He's the antisocial. Yeah. His wife screamed at him, you came home from synagogue half hour late. What are you coming home half hour late for? Were you all the difficulties, the snagdut to doing what you have to do. That's chayim. That's nisyonot chayim. That the books don't teach you. It's an unbelievable thing. We think the Chafetz Chaim was born the Chafetz Chaim, but the truth is, he was. That's the truth. Naftali Trop, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, said about the Chafetz Chaim, a difference between him and other Kedoshim and Tzadikim, he was Kadosh Mirachem. This is what he was, Kadosh Mirachem. But what does Kadosh Mirachem mean? You think he didn't have difficulties? You think they didn't have problems? We don't see the problems. We just see what? The end result. I'd like to give you a word of chizuk. All right? If life is about nisyonos, amad, what does the word amad bikulam mean? What does amad bikulam? You know what amad means? Withstood. The Sfat Emes says, amida is always a lashon of tefillah. Elamakom asher amad. Avram went back to the place where he was standing. Chazal say, amad. What does amad mean? tefillah. He went back to prayer. Amad bikulan, he prayed. He davened to Hashem. You know how you survive yisurim, nisyonot, difficulty? You davened to Hashem. You davened to Hashem. You davened to Hashem. Amad asara nisyonot nisnase Avram Avinu. Reb Chaim Volozhin explains, nisnase Avram Avinu, that Avram is our father, as the father of Klal Yisrael. He had these nisyonot, and he instilled in us on how to live through them. As an av, hitzbia, he was matbia, he put it into our genes on how to be omed b'nisayon. Reb Chaim Volozhin says in another place, many Yidden, many Jews, went al Kiddush Hashem. They went into flames of Auschwitz and other Shmad Inquisition. And we don't make them into Akedas Yitzchak like Avram and Yitzchak. Why is Avram and Yitzchak so special? They went on the Akedah. How many Jews, Akedah, sacrificed their children? Reb Chaim Volozhin says, of course Jews are able to do it. That's because Avram Avinu, he instilled it in the Klal Yisrael. He instilled it within us. We can be Oymet bin Asayim. No matter how difficult it is, we're able to do it. We're able to do it because we have good genes. You know, in English they have an expression, he has good genes. Rabbi say we have good genes. Asara nisyonot nisnase Avram Avinu, Avinu, Avinu. As Avinu, he went through it and he instilled in Klal Yisrael the kochot to be able to go through a nisayon. And what are the lessons that have to be taken from him? Vayamin b'Hashem, he had emunah in Hashem, the pasuk says. A lot of emunah. Amad, Svasem says, Amad, tefillah. Hamidah, tadamet Hashem. One of the pshatim that the Mefarshim explain, v'lo lidei nisayon. What's lidei? Lo li nisayon. Don't bring me to a nisayon. What's lidei? That I fall into the hands of the nisayon. Don't put me into the hands that I should fall in his hands of the nisayon. I should overcome the nisayon. And not the Nisayon should overcome me. And we davened Hashem for that. That's one of the pshatim. V'loy lidei. Don't put me in the hands of the Nisayon. Don't put me in the hands of the Nisayon. Which means it shouldn't have a grab. It shouldn't take hold of me. I should take hold of it. I should have shlita. Shlita. Over it. And not that it should be sholet over me. And that's also tefillah. So we have here vayamen, emuna. We have over here the lesson of Omed bin Nisayon tefillah. Now I'm going to teach you another lesson which I saw in the Chida. Something beautiful. Beautiful.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.